a pianist who's often a sideman but seldom steps out front to lead his own group. That was John Hansen at the piano, with Chuck Bergeron on bass and John Wiecan on drums. A recording we made of that trio back in the 90s, I think it was. Never published, but we have it here to share with you from time to time. The song, Beatrice, composed by Sam Rivers. Great tune. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And we're going to be skipping around today, reminiscing a bit about some music we've heard over the years and some more recent things as well. This next one is one that I always like to listen to at this time of the year. It's a beautiful song. It was written by Ralph Towner, and I recorded it several times before it was issued on an ECM album. The tune did not have a title for many years, and I first recorded it, I believe, at the old Procito in Tacoma. And it was Ralph Towner and Denny Goodhue featured in this beautiful ballad. And then again at a concert of Ralph Towner's music at Cornish College of the Arts. And finally in an ECM album titled Lost and Found. And by this time, the piece had finally gained a title, and the title is Summer's End. We'll hear first a performance that was recorded at the Cornish College of the Arts by Charlie Tamaris, who recorded it for us. There's some miscellaneous percussion at the head of this piece. I think that, as I recall, was done by Denny Goodhue before he came in on soprano sax. Ralph Towner is playing a keyboard synthesizer in the opening of this piece. Almost organ-like tone. Beautiful. After that, we'll hear the ECM version of the tune, with Ralph Towner playing keyboards in the first version and acoustic guitar in the second version. Summer's End.
Thank you. Thank you.
beautiful melody. Composed by Ralph Towner, we heard it in two versions, and the piece is titled Summer's End. The first version we heard was one from a concert at the Cornish College of the Arts in 1991, and it was Denny Goodhue on soprano or sopranino soprano saxophone, and Ralph Towner playing a keyboard synth. I think he was playing a Prophet 5 around that time. That performance was recorded for us by Charlie Tamaris, and thanks, Charlie, for doing that for us. That was recorded on DAT back in 1991. And the version just heard from the ECM album with Ralph Towner playing classical guitar, six-string acoustic guitar, Denny Goodhue again on sopranino or soprano, I'm not sure. I think that was sopranino. Beautiful composition by Ralph Towner, Summer's End, for this last weekend of summer. Thanks for being with us here today. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest every Sunday afternoon at this time for the last 30 years or so. Happy to share some music by some of our great resident artists around here, not only Seattle, but up in Vancouver, BC, and down in Portland and all around the Northwest. This next one comes to us from Vancouver, and it's Brad Turner featured on trumpet and flugelhorn. Seamus Blake, a former BC resident now living in New York, is on tenor saxophonist here. Bruno Hubert is the pianist, Andre Lachance on bass, and Dylan Vanderschiff on drums. And this is a Brad Turner tune titled Not a Dream.
Thank you. I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, and the pure of you. You know I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So please love a small percent of me.
Music from Vancouver and Portland in that set, coming to you here on Jazz Northwest today from 88.5 KNKX. We just heard Nancy King singing with the Randy Porter Trio from the album Porter Plays Porter, All of You. Listening to Nancy sing just seems so effortless when she does it. It's like the music just sort of bubbles out of her. I think it's very organic. from Vancouver. Before that, Brad Turner Quintet. Brad Turner, the trumpet player and composer of that tune titled Not a Dream, with Seamus Blake on tenor saxophone, Bruno Hubert on piano, André Lachance on bass, and Dylan Vanderschiff on drums, from the album Jump Up by Brad Turner, recent release on the Cellar label. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX every Sunday afternoon at this time here on 88.5. We were listening to some streaming music over the course of the past week. There was a lot of stuff going on last weekend. I was enjoying the Festival of New Trumpet Music in New York City was happening, and among the groups performing at the Festival of New Trumpet Music was one which has its roots in the Northwest here, the group called the Westerlies. And we'll hear some music by them to lead off this next set. And then right back home again, live at Egan's, we'll hear the 200 Trio playing a piece for the end of summer, a piece called Summer Lullaby, recorded live at Egan's. But first, here is the Westerlies ensemble, two trumpets, two trombones. This piece was written by trumpet player Chloe Rollins. And Chloe says of this piece, "It's an ode to the great trumpet teacher, Laurie Frink," and I would add good lead trumpet player, too. I think she played lead in Maria Schneider's orchestra. Laurie Frink was a very influential artist, and Chloe says, "I had the immense privilege of studying with Laurie for multiple years until her death in 2013. This piece is a harmonic exploration in the feelings of love and loss and sort of goes through the different stages and processes of grief. The piece concludes with a feeling of optimism, remembering everything that Laurie taught us, both in life and with the instrument. As Laurie used to say, remember to blow into the small end." This is Laurie by Chloe Rollins, played by the Westerlies.
Thank you.
That's the 200 Trio we recorded live at Egan's a couple years ago, I guess it was now. And Cole Schuster, the guitarist and composer of that tune called Summer Lullaby. Greg Feingold, the bass player, Max Holmberg on drums. From the album Trinity, the 200 Trio at Egan's. Before that, we were listening to the Westerlies with Riley Muhercar and Chloe Rowland's trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombones, and that was a composition by Chloe Rowland's, whose trumpet was featured, and her composition titled Laurie, dedicated to the memory of Laurie Frank, great trumpet teacher and lead trumpet player. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon. Not a whole lot going on the regional jazz scene except for some streaming concerts here and there. And for information about that, see the community page on the knkx.org website, and there's always updated information there. There are concerts being streamed from New York, from all around the country, and several coming up here from Seattle as well. One streaming event we're looking forward to next weekend, on Saturday the 26th, the debut premiere of a new trio with Charles Lloyd, Zakir Hussain, and Laj Lund. That should be an interesting thing, from Helzberg Jazz in California. Thought we'd next listen to a great big band out of Vancouver, led by Daniel Herzog, who did all of the arrangements and most of the compositions. This, however, is a Jerome Kern composition that springs to my attention, after this last week especially. This is Daniel Herzog's arrangement of Jerome Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Thank you. live broadcast back in the 60s from the Penthouse in Seattle. Wynton Kelly Trio backing Wes Montgomery on guitar and a few choruses on Sonny Rollins' tune Oleo from the album Smokin' in Seattle. Before that, we were listening to the Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra playing Jerome Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, featuring Frank Carlberg on piano. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.